Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Brunch joining us here for our weekly update with the Lincoln County Commissioners and a recap of yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. Commissioner Brunch, good to see you in the studio.
Good morning. Good morning, Tristan. Good morning, George. Good morning, everybody out there. Happy terrific Tuesday.
Now, Commissioner Brunch, when we look at the agenda for the Lincoln County Commissioners yesterday, it was a very light schedule for the County Commissioners.
Yes. So the past few meetings that we've had, I've worked hard to keep it pretty light. We have a lot of county employees that are extremely busy this time of year,
sure,
particularly in the county clerk's office with the election season going on. A lot of early voters coming in and casting their ballots, and so it's important to make sure that we're being cognizant of that, because the work that goes into preparing for these meetings and the research and the documentation compilation and everything else for a lot of our agenda items, it can be taxing on,
sure,
on those offices. And so done what I can to keep the agendas light during this time of year for them, because they're kind of stretched thin and they're understaffed and so light agenda.
A lot of important things to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And although it was a light agenda, still a lot of ground covered by the county commissioners. I think the meeting kind of began with Brandon Myers, Region 51 Emergency Management.
Yes, so Brandon Myers comes in on a quarterly basis to give us a briefing on what his department has been doing. They've been extremely busy this year.
Oh, unfortunately.
And I've got to give him and his staff credit, as well as our first responders and our emergency personnel throughout the county, throughout the region. They've had a very taxing year. George,
yeah,
you were talking about the winds earlier this year.
Yep.
They've been detrimental when it comes to the fires that we've experienced.
And, yep, dry weather, hot weather.
Exactly, the hot, dry weather. I actually had an opportunity to attend the Mid-Plains Mutual Aid Fire Association meeting this last week,
and we
talked at length about that, and just gave them thanks for the work that they've done. I've had an opportunity on unfortunately, numerous occasions to get out there and see them in action, responding to fires throughout, not only in the county, but throughout the region, and just amazed at the work that they do, the sacrifices that they make. You know, the vast majority of them are volunteers, mm-hmm, and they get up in a moment's notice. They leave their employment and their families, no matter what may be going on, and they're willing to respond when others can't and won't, and so they're in our prayers, and so we got a briefing on that and learned about some of the things going on there, and just again really appreciate the work that's being done on all fronts in that regard.
And we're blessed to have Mr. Myers in the region as well. What a great job that he does, and wears a different capacity of hats too for the county and for the region.
A very diverse set of hats he's willing to throw on at any given time to respond to anything. I mean, a lot of people don't understand all the work that he does. I mean, he responds to hazmat type, mm-hmm, situations, fires, severe weather. He helps coordinate with interstate closures. That time of year is coming up here shortly.
Yes.
So a lot of training that they do, conferences, everything.
And he's a certified part-time deputy for the sheriff's office,
he is,
too, right?
He is. So we're blessed to have him in Lincoln County serving our larger community, and again, just huge kudos to him and his staff.
I think there's a lot of paperwork he does, too.
He handled, yes. So he, and that was part of the briefing that we got yesterday, he handles a lot of grants, not just for his department, but for the county.
Mm-hmm.
And he navigates that process and the bureaucracy that's associated with it, and just does a fantastic job seeking dollars coming in from outside the community to help offset the costs that are associated with responding to all these emergencies.
And those, a lot of Homeland Security.
Exactly.
Grants, I believe. Yeah, and yep, a lot of, like I say, a lot of paperwork, talking federal, state and federal requirements there,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
a lot of reporting.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, moving on down the agenda, also had some discussion yesterday for some new desks for our county treasurer's office. They've been crunching the numbers so hard, George, they're wearing out those desks.
Isn't
over
that
there,
amazing?
Yeah, so they budgeted for this item. We knew it was coming. They were before us a few weeks ago, asking for some new furniture. urged them to kind of go back to the drawing board and seek some other bids. Wasn't quite pleased with what they brought us, and they responded, and they brought us some good bids. We'd ended up accepting a bid for new desks for them. The stuff that they have isn't really conducive for working hard and this providing the services that they provide to Lincoln County taxpayers and citizens coming in. And so we wanted to make sure that what they got, it was going to last, because that had not been the case this last go around with furniture that they bought a few years ago. And that was one of my big things, is I wanted to make sure if we're going to make this investment that it's going to be the last time that they need it, that they find something that's sturdy, reliable.
It's going to last.
They don't. Unfortunately, we can't find those metal desks anymore that outlive human life. So,
I know what you're talking about.
Those 100, 200, 300 pound desks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but we found the next best thing, and so it was a good expenditure. That in the long run we'll see some savings.
Perhaps the biggest item on the agenda yesterday, Commissioner Bruns, revolves around the Rick Hill lawsuit. And if I understand correct, this is something that has to do with the election process and isn't just unique to Lincoln County, but the entire state as well.
Yeah, so this gentleman in the Lincoln area, he filed a lawsuit against all election commissioners statewide and as well as some of our state leadership and a company that provides some of the equipment for our elections here in Nebraska. Really, in my opinion, reviewing the lawsuit, I don't know that it's founded on solid ground. But I understand that there's a lot of concern out there. There's a lot of angst when it comes to our elections, right, wrong, or indifferent. I mean, we saw, particularly in 2020, which is where a lot of this stems from, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars from, you know, Zuckerbucks and things like that flooding into our elections, really having an impact. We saw things around the country. They're not happening here, to my understanding, as far as ballot harvesting and things like that. And it just drives the point home. I mean, we're going to have a very important ballot initiative on the ballot this year, mm-hmm. Voter ID, and that's something that I think we need to make sure gets passed, because we need to be doing things that shore up and instill confidence in our most treasured institution, which is our elections. And so I'm committed as far as making sure that gets done. Especially here at the local level, we have fantastic individuals from Becky Russell, our elections commissioner and county clerk. She's been doing this for decades, has worked really hard. We have an amazing volunteer force that comes in and helps with the polling locations. Their work is invaluable. And so I want to make sure that we're giving them the fair credit and a lot of this criticism that we see nationwide, that we're not imparting that on them, because they're doing things right.
And we are blessed
In our community, our larger area, with the people that are working our elections. There's also some misinformation out there at the national level. People that may not be comfortable with these early ballots, mailing them in. There was a national article that went out saying, take it to your polling location on election day. That is wrong in the state of Nebraska. Please do not do that. State statute says that ballot has to be in the county clerk's office, the election commissioner's office, by 8 p.m. And if you take it to your polling place, your live polling place, that ballot will not count, because it will not be in the clerk's office by 8 p.m. So I highly encourage people, if you're not wanting to mail it, please hand deliver it to the clerk's office before election day. Please, please, please make sure that your vote is counted. I understand the angst that's out there, but please do not take it to your live polling location and hand it to them, because they won't accept it. They've been instructed not to accept it because it won't be counted. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you hand deliver it to the clerk's office before election day.
And there is an official box too that the county has, is just outside the courthouse again now.
We have a drop box. It's right next to the sheriff's office.
Oh, okay. Yep.
In between the sheriff's office and the children's museum. You can take it there. It's checked numerous times a day by our county clerk staff. It is secure.
Well, so, there's law enforcement presence right there, too, I might add. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
The county clerk is in the courthouse.
County clerk is in the courthouse, first floor on the far east side, far southeast side of the building on the first floor.
And folks can go and vote right now if they'd like to as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And I encourage people to go in person and cast your ballot, get it done, knock it out of the way, and then you know it's done. And, you know, things happen in life. And Tuesday's coming up quick. It's coming up a week from today. A lot of excitement this time of year with our elections, but make sure that your voice is heard.
I suggest they wait till after the tonight when we have a debate between the leading candidates in a hot race.
Hey, I'm not arguing that point. It's going to be a good night.
I've been a little concerned about the number of early ballots, and it's easy. You want to get it out of the way. You want to make sure it's done, so you go. But you're not always fully informed on all the issues. And a lot of information comes out in the final 2-3 weeks. So,
yep. Yeah, I always, it's a habit for me. I go and vote the day before Election Day, that Monday.
Uh-huh.
And normally I peek in and catch Becky for a moment just to make sure I'm on the list to get her emailed results when she has them. And I always like to, if I'm going to pester Becky, I'm not going to do it on Election Day.
Yep.
So
we've had a little over 3,000 people cast their ballot early so far.
Oh, cool.
In my understanding, it's less than where we've trended in the past.
Really?
I think people are waiting for the debate tonight to make maybe up their mind, at least in my race.
Or maybe doing some more homework on some
doing
of these
some
other
more homework.
Things. We have a lot of initiatives on the ballot,
It's a full ballot. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's an extremely important election. I mean, we're talking
absolutely
about the trajectory of the state. A lot of our things in our local community are on the ballot.
I think the shine is going off a little bit of early balloting, too. It was kind of a new thing two or three times ago and kept building, but it seems like it kind of piqued the interest in doing that. So
I
think there's some of the questions have been raised about the accuracy of elections in general, but it's also it's quite a process. It's quite a burden for the county to count all those ballots and take them in, and it's an expense, plus you still got to run a regular election day stuff. So
you know,
it's not a wonderful thing, all in all. But if you need it, sure want to take advantage of it.
If you need it, if it's right for your circumstances, you know, we have a lot of elderly people that have a hard time getting to their polling location.
Sure.
Situations like that, it makes sense.
Somebody
I'd like
going
to,
on vacation or something.
I'd like to see the window shrunk down. I think that's important. You know, having nearly a month to cast your ballot, that kind of flies in the face of, I think, what our forefathers intended. And we can absolutely do some things to shore up and tighten up our elections, like voter ID. I think that's important. But those people that have concerns, you know, there's a lot of people out there complaining about everything. I've always been of the opinion, people have heard me say this numerous times, don't complain about it. Be part of the solution. Get out there and volunteer.
Yep.
Becky Russell, our elections commissioner, she has a hard time finding people to volunteer for the polling locations. And it's an important part.
It's crucial.
Huge civic duty.
It's vital.
And so
it
I encourage people
too.
to get involved and participate in the process.
Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to get in contact with you as chairman of the Lincoln County Commissioners or your colleagues on the board, how can they do so?
So the best way to reach me, especially right now, as I'm out there knocking doors and working hard in my endeavors, is via cell phone. My cell is 308-660-6049. Anybody can go onto our website, lincolncountyne.gov, click on the Commissioners tab, and you'll find a list of us commissioners. Our names are in blue. You can click on that. It's a hyperlink. It'll take you right to an email that you can draft, fill out, and shoot off our way. And it doesn't matter, you know, it does not matter if you're contacting a commissioner that isn't necessarily your direct representative. We all serve Lincoln County, and so we'll make sure that your question, your concerns, anything that you want to bring to our attention, that it gets addressed in a meaningful way. And so we collaborate and do a hard job making sure that we're taking care of you.
Commissioner Bruns, appreciate the time as always. We'll look forward to seeing you again in the studio this time next week for a similar conversation.